You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
The Daily Migs Show presents the most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. Let's play Beat Migs.
Is ready to beat Migs. I know Matthew from Bothell is. Matthew, are you there?
I am. Good morning, everybody.
Good morning, Matthew and Steve Migs. That means it's time for you to get out of here.
Bye-bye.
If you are playing along at home, Matthew has 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you will only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
Let's do it.
How many Showbox venues are there in Seattle?
2.
Yes. Who is the lead singer of the Rolling Stones?
Mick Jagger.
Correct. How many baby teeth does a child usually have?
Many as he has. 13?
No.
20.
Yes, 20. In which decade was the character Jason Voorhees first introduced?
70.
No.
80.
Yes. In what southwestern state was Pluto discovered?
Southwestern state? Arizona?
Yes, sir. How many Major League Baseball teams' primary colors are orange and black?
Baltimore Orioles, 1.
No.
Houston, 2.
Well, you said 2. That's correct. Which part of the cheetah has the fewest spots?
Part of the cheetah's butt.
No.
Its tongue.
No.
Its head.
No. Whose nickname is the Muscles from Brussels?
The who?
Whose nickname is the Muscles from Brussels?
Ah.
What bodily fluid does a phlebotomist work with?
Blood.
Yes. Morocco is located on which continent?
Africa.
Yeah. With that, you scored.
Russell, is that? Oh, no, go ahead.
You can say it.
No.
You got 8 correct, Matthew. Very nicely done.
Cool.
Yeah, nice, cool. But will Steve Migs be cool?
There he comes.
Hard to say.
I see him.
I see you.
I see you too, Steve. But are you ready? Yeah, Daddy, let's go. How many Showbox venues are there in Seattle?
There are 2.
There are. Who is the lead singer of the Rolling Stones?
Mick Jagger.
Correct. How many baby teeth does a child usually have?
18?
No.
22?
No.
24?
No. In which decade was the character Jason Voorhees first introduced?
The 80s.
Yes. In what southwestern state was Pluto discovered?
New Mexico.
No.
Arizona.
Yes. How many Major League Baseball teams' primary colors are orange and black?
2.
Yes. What part of the
Orioles
cheetah has the fewest spots?
Which part of the cheetah?
Yes.
The butt.
No.
The stomach?
Yes. Whose nickname is the Muscles from Brussels?
That would be Arnold Schwarzenegger.
That would not be.
Oh. Jean-Claude Van Damme?
Yes. What bodily fluid does a phlebotomist work with?
Blood.
Yes. Morocco is located on which continent?
Antarctica.
No.
Africa?
Yes. Steve, with time on the clock, you just got a score of 9, and that is a win. 9-8.
Nice.
Nice performance, though, good. Matthew.
Good game, yeah. Enjoy the heat.
Thank you.
I'm the best.
Oh, he said enjoy the heat? Yeah. I thought he said enjoy the meat. I'm like, oh, okay.
That's, you're a meat guy now, Steve. Everybody knows that.
I did that in Texas.
You skipped right over it. The number of teeth a child usually has is 20.
Just 20.
Yeah.
Has Barrett lost any teeth yet?
No, he doesn't even have any loose ones yet, but some of his little friends and cousins have lost a few, so they've got that like crazy mouth where they can whistle now, and it's very fun.
Tatum's got one loose one, and she's pretty fired up about it.
Have you heard what the Tooth Fairy is paying in 2025?
In our household,
$3. $3?
Maybe even a dollar.
Wow. Okay. I heard it's different up in Snohomish County.
What's it going for right now?
Well, one person that I know lost their first tooth, and they got $20 under their pillow.
Yeah, that, man. She doesn't have that kind of concept of money anyway. I'll give her a dollar and she'll be happy.
You better work that out with the Tooth Fairy.
Okay, fair.
The Daily Mix Show.
We have a very simple question we would like to ask you. And we do promise it is very simple to answer. It's not crazy at all. You got to call 206-803-ROCK. And we will ask you that simple question after Green Day. Tyrese Maxey of the Philadelphia 76ers is going viral not for his athletic talent, but for his inability to use a can opener, where he went on Instagram Live to ask people for help with this. It sounded like this.
I need y'all help, man. I need to feed my dogs. And normally, Chef helps me use the can opener for my dogs. Tell me what I need to do. Somebody on here. Show me how to work.
Does he have his own chef? Is that what he said? Stop. Chef?
I think so.
I'm assuming it's not Chef from South Park.
No.
Yeah.
Show me how to work this thing. You don't know how to use a can? No, I don't. Lock it in like you got a wrench. Call your chef. I can't call Chef today. Chef's off. I just never need to learn how to use a can opener. I lived in the house with my mama, both my grandmothers. What was I using the can opener for?
Apparently, this video went on for nearly 15 minutes of him trying to figure out how to open up this can, which I think is the funniest thing.
It's adorable.
Yeah.
And of course, it leads us to want to ask a simple question. Based on Tyrese Maxey of the Philadelphia 76ers not knowing how to use a can opener, what is something that you should know how to do, but you just don't? Taryn from Woodinville, what is something you should know how to do, but you don't?
I can't whistle. Never been able to whistle.
So you can't blow in or blow out?
No.
Oh, now Steve's just showing off.
I can't do the one
I
with
want
the
to so bad.
I can't do the one where you put the fingers in the mouth and do the loud whistle.
I can't do that either. And I've had people try to give me tutorials on how to do it. Can't do it.
And on top of that, I mean, if we're being honest, I can't blow bubbles.
Oh. Wait, what do you mean?
Like bubble gum.
Oh, I thought you meant actual bubbles like from like a can.
Oh, no.
You can't blow bubble gum bubbles?
Yeah, I can't blow a bubble with a bubble gum.
Oh,
I tried. I've done the whole thing with the tongue and nothing ever works.
Oh, my God.
Well, we learned you have a large tongue, so that's probably has something to do with
my
it.
My tongue is too big for the bubbles.
It is our simple question. We will ask it to Ken from Oak Harbor. Ken, what is something that you should know how to do, but you don't know how to do?
Well, growing up, I was around a bunch of friends riding dirt bikes all the time, and that's something pretty much everybody knew how to do where I grew up, and I kind of sucked at it. I wrecked really bad a couple times at first and never got back on.
Yeah, I don't blame you. If I had a little kerfuffle on a dirt bike, I'd never get back on either.
Yeah, it was kind of a traumatic experience for me. I went downhill and slammed into a tree, and then my buddy's dad made me get back on it and ride back up the hill.
Oh, my God.
And in trying to ride back up the hill, I got stuck on the back bumper of their pickup truck. And trying to not fall over on this little Pee-wee 80, I just floored it full throttle, and I was spinning out, spitting dirt and rocks everywhere, trying not to fall over. As the front tire was stuck under the back bumper of this pickup.
Ken, when you hit the tree, did you break anything, or it was just like you just fell off the tree?
No, I went straight into it, and the bike stopped, and I kept going and slid right up into the gas tank and tree. Thank God I wasn't going really fast. I was only going probably 10 miles an hour at that point. But, yeah, I was only like, I don't know, 10 years old, and, yeah, I could never get back on one after that.
That's crazy.
I don't blame you. Lucky to not be injured, though. That's crazy.
So people are now texting, and one person says, I have a master's degree, and I still can't figure out how to open a champagne bottle without ducking.
Oh, no.
You know, I suck at is getting the cork out of a wine bottle.
Yeah.
I'll even use the, like, a corkscrew, and I'll break the cork. It's just like, I suck at corks.
Well, you know, they make now like fancy little electric ones or battery powered ones where it just kind of, you know, you push a button and it does it for you. That might be good for you.
Yeah, but I'm old school. I like the old way of doing it.
That you can't even do.
That you just use a butter knife and just keep jamming it into the bottle itself.
Oh, Troy from Olympia, we're going to ask you our simple question. What is something you should know how to do, but you don't?
Yeah, it's sort of not as prevalent as it once was with all the computers, but I couldn't keep score, bowling score.
Like by hand?
Yeah, yeah. And everybody seemed to know how to do it, and I got sort of embarrassed that I didn't know how to keep score for bowling.
And Troy never played, never went bowling again.
I don't know that I would know how to keep score bowling.
What's something that you can't do?
Drive a stick shift.
Yeah.
I mean, I have successfully done it like twice in my life, but if you put me in a car right now at 40 years old, it would be like, dude, learning all over again at 16.
I think it's been at least 20 years since I've actually tried it. I knew how to do it at the time, but it's been 20 years. I don't think I would do very well at that.
I think we should try.
Oh, yeah. I think it's a terrible idea.
I think it's an awesome idea. Let's see who's the worst at driving a stick, you, me, or Danny.
Danny, do you drive stick?
Yes, I do. I learned when I was 16 years old from my girlfriend at the time. And it's happened to where I've been placed behind a stick shift over the years. And I just kind of like, it's like riding a bike.
It's
I
like
just pick
memory.
It up again, yeah.
Oh, so you had no problem picking it right back. When's the last time you drove stick?
Probably about 10 years ago.
Ooh.
I think we go to one of our Kia dealerships, see if they have a stick shift we can drive, and Danny can teach us.
Okay, but here's the thing. What if we ruin the car?
I was going to say, we don't go to one of our Kia dealerships. We go to another Kia dealership that's not one of ours. That way, at least we can do this and not get in trouble.
And then we can show our faces again.
Like, yeah, we changed our mind. I don't think I really want to buy this car. Sorry, but hey, good talk. Take care. The Daily Mix
Show. Could you name a song after only hearing 1 second of the chorus? If so, that could mean tickets to Joel McHale at the Washington State Fair. These are floor tickets on September 20th. Call 206-803-ROCK, and we will play Hook or Shook at 920.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's time for Hook or Shook, the game with absolutely no integrity. We'll play 1 second of a hook from a song, then you have to guess what it is. We'll bend the rules, pull out all the stops, and do anything to help you win. But you might just get shook, as one of us will play too and possibly cost you the game.
This week we are playing for tickets to Joel McHale. Not just any tickets, but floor tickets at the Washington State Fair on September 20th. Say hello to Eric from Sumner, who is our contestant today. What's up, Eric?
Hello.
Hello, Eric. We're going to spin this wheel and see if you are playing with Migs or me.
All right, the wheel's spinning. Who is it going to land on? It's been landing on T-Dog quite a bit recently.
I could use a break.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, you're getting a break because it's me working with you there, Eric. Let's make it happen.
All right, Eric. Here is your clip.
Is that Alice in Chains?
It is Alice in Chains. Now, let me know if you need help with the song.
Yeah, can you give me a hint on the song title?
You know that saying when somebody needs like some help or some luck, they say, hey, knock on...
wood.
Yeah.
I mean, it's spelled wrong, but I'll take it.
Very true. But it is paying homage to Andrew Wood, but they changed the spelling to W-O-U-L-D.
Is it?
Yes.
Oh.
Watch, I'm wrong about that.
Just made it up.
I heard that at one point. I thought that was kind of cool.
All right, you guys did great on the first clip.
All right.
Migs, here is your clip.
I mean, it's one of my all-time favorite bands. They have a lot of great songs that are not that one. Although I do still love that song, and that's Epic by Faith No More.
Yeah.
Eric, we crushed it.
Nice.
And Eric, now you get those floor tickets to see Joel McHale, my wedding officiant. So please tell him that I said hello.
I will. I'll say hi to him for you.
Eric, maybe I'll run into you on Main Street in Sumner someday.
I actually live in South Hill, so maybe I'll run into you there.
Oh, we'll find out what happens. What are you doing in Sumner right now, then?
I'm working.
Okay, fair.
Have a great work day, Eric, and congratulations on your tickets.
Thanks.
The Daily Mix Show. The Daily Mix Show.
We've covered a lot of ground this morning, and if we've talked about something that you would like to talk with us about, now's a great time to give us a call. 206-803-ROCK.
We've covered meat, we've covered nudity, and we've covered appliances.
It's been a big day.
Yes.
And we're going to be checking in with the Rockaholics after Smashing Pumpkins. We have had some fantastic texts and calls this morning that we've not yet had a chance to chat with you about. But right now we are checking in with the Rockaholics, and it is brought to you by Seatown Electric Plumbing, Heating, and Air. Call up to chime in on anything from the show, or if you have something on your mind that you'd like to discuss, call 206-803-ROCK. Steve, we have someone on hold who wants to tell us about their new diet, and it involves one of my favorite foods.
Oh, okay.
So I'm excited to get to that in just a moment. But first, we're going to check in with Juan from Maple Valley. And Juan, you want to talk chicken?
Yeah, I just got to say, I prefer churches over anything.
Okay, so this is
over
all...
Canes. I had Canes in Tucson. It's all right.
So earlier we talked about how Raising Cane's is coming here to the Pacific Northwest, going to be in the U District, Burlington, Spokane.
Yeah.
And I asked Danny, because Danny's been there, I said, hey, how does it rate with churches? And you said Raising Cane's is better.
Yes, I did.
I love Raising Cane's.
Yeah, you know.
But the thing is, and
for me,
Go ahead, Juan.
For me, it's the same like with burgers. Everybody raved about... the one from California. What is that?
In-N-Out.
In-N-Out, yeah.
I'm with you.
I didn't care for it either.
I'm with you on that. I think it's fine. It's a burger. It's not like I'm going to throw it at somebody, but it's not my favorite.
You would take Dick's over In-N-Out?
Every day of the week.
Same.
Yeah. For churches, for me, don't get me wrong, it's fine. But it's one of those things that I think that my grandpa just used to want that over KFC all the time.
Yeah.
And I just wanted KFC. Like, that's what I wanted and I craved. So I think I just, like, grew this aversion to church's chicken.
What's your go-to at KFC then?
Oh, just the regular dark meat, two-piece, whatever, and mashed potatoes and gravy.
Dude, I used to rock the popcorn chicken.
Oh.
I freaking love the popcorn chicken at KFC.
Why? I don't know. I've never had churches.
Oh,
I don't
go.
Think. Is that around here?
I know there's one in Vancouver, British Columbia, because I remember stopping there. But I think there is one in Washington. I'd have to do a Google search.
I've not been there. I've not been there. I've never been to a Raising Cane's. I am excited to try it when it comes closer to our neck of the woods. But I have heard people say that it's all about their sauces, not so much all about their chicken.
Someone texted and said there's a Raising Cane's in Vancouver, Washington already, and their chicken is the most tender and moist fast food chicken by miles.
I just want to know when Taryn's going to open Taryn's Chicken Shack, and we're going to go eat all her chickens.
I just pluck them in my backyard, deep fry them.
I bet Brad would love that. That's one way to get rid of some of the animals.
Literally farm to table.
Yes.
It's a picnic table in my backyard. 206-803-ROCK. We are checking in with the Rockaholics. And Daniel from Lacey, you want to talk about your new diet. Tell us about it.
Good morning. All righty. So long story short, I'm doing intermediate fasting to lose my belly. Okay. And I recently found out that pickles have no calories. And so they work very well when you're fasting. And I love pickles. So now pickles are my breakfast.
Hold on a second. Pickles have no calories?
Yes, pickles have no calories. I found that out last night. It is amazing.
So, that, I mean, I even think like celery might have like 2 or 3 calories. So we're talking pickles have 0 calories.
Well, I'm curious about this because, as you guys know, I do HelloFresh, and they sometimes include little samples of things. And they included this thing called Cleveland Pickles, Cleveland Kitchen Pickles, and it came in like a little package.
I thought that was a minor league baseball team.
And this says 10 calories per pouch. Mm. But it says gut healthy, lightly fermented, fresh and crunchy, and it was so good.
I just assumed that pickles have not like a ton of calories, but more than 0.
This so
that,
is, I mean, 10, you know, I can rock with that.
And it's saying like if the FDA says that they can put 0 on their packaging if it's less than 5. So it's like 5 for like per spear or whatever.
Because it's kind of like Tic Tacs for me. Like they say they have 0 calories, but I'll eat like 200 of them.
Why would you eat 200 of them?
Because they're in my car.
You know what the funny thing is, Taryn? And I don't know if you noticed this. When we went up to Steve's hotel room when we were out of town this weekend.
What did you see on the table?
There was like 3 things of Tic Tacs. And I was like, what are we doing?
The giant ones, too.
Yeah.
The only other people in my life that have ever been like Tic Tac enthusiasts were my grandparents.
Oh, I get the strawberry and cream one. Of course, the orange one. That's like the must have. And then whatever other like random fruity flavor one that they have.
I don't think I've had a Tic Tac in over 20 years.
Oh, man. Come over to my place. I've got plenty. Actually, I don't. I ate them all.
Oh, man.
The Daily Mix Show.
You can find us snacking on Tic Tacs this weekend at the Seattle Tattoo Expo. We will be there Saturday from noon until 2.
I'll bring you some then, Danny.
All right.
We're going to be kicking it with Damon Conklin. He's representing Super Genius Tattoo, and he's even put together this exclusive flash sheet inspired by our show.
Hell yeah.
Get all the details on the Seattle Tattoo Expo by heading over to KISW.com, and we will see you on Saturday. Steve, I know you're eating meat now. No, not really. Just that one time in Austin, Texas.
When in Texas, put the meat in my mouth.
But back to the plant-based weirdo that you are, you're going to be very excited to hear that my garden is currently popping off.
How so?
Oh, everything is, we're harvesting like crazy. And it's kind of fun because I get Barrett involved in it, mostly because he can bring an excavator and use that to help dig things up. But yesterday, Barrett was helping me do some gardening. And you might be wondering how that went. Barrett, what did you just help me harvest from our garden?
Some carrots.
What else?
Raspberries.
What else?
Beans.
What else?
Broccoli.
What else?
Tomatoes.
Are you a good gardener?
Yeah.
She's very humble.
Yeah. Thank you for all your help today. Are you going to help me eat all these delicious vegetables and fruits?
Probably not.
Okay. Okay, so what did we get? Raspberries, tomatoes,
carrots. Beans,
carrots. Broccoli.
Are any of these things that he likes?
He ate one of those items. Which one do you think it was?
The raspberries.
Yes. He ate like 12 raspberries.
Yeah, because of those
and
things,
the rest.
Everything that you listed, the one thing that sounds delicious is the raspberries.
So you don't want me to bring you anything but raspberries?
Yeah, just raspberries.
The Daily Mix Show. The
Daily Mix Show.
Mark your calendars for Saturday, September 6th, because that is a big day where we are celebrating 20 years of the Men's Room on KISW. It's going to be happening at Black Raven Brewery in Woodinville from 1 until 6. You can grab a ticket right now at KISW.com and get ready for live music and hangs with the guys.
Knowledge is power. So give us 5-ish minutes and we'll give you, some interesting stuff you can talk about at work. This is the Daily Migs Download.
A.K.A. the DMD.
Here's your daily dose of doings happening in the world.
Ryan Castle joins us, and I know that you are very excited to get a Daily Migs Show-inspired tattoo at the Seattle Tattoo Expo this weekend.
That's a
fact. Yeah.
Put it near my unmentionables.
Ooh, me too.
Let's hope it's something with an O in the logo.
Yeah, that'll look great.
No, I'm sure we can get Damon to do whatever you need.
If you know what I'm saying.
We're going to be at the expo from noon until 2 on Saturday. Details at KISW.com.
You know, it's an end of an era, guys. I'm about to play something for you guys to make you all feel kind of old as it's going to age us. We're saying goodbye to an old friend. And here's the Today Show. reporting on it.
Long before the days of Wi-Fi and high-speed internet, there was AOL. And who could forget that iconic sound every time you dialed it up?
Welcome. You've got mail.
Well, that classic squawk, squeal, and chirp soon going to be a thing of the past. AOL pulling the plug on its dial-up service, the company announcing it will be...
I mean, who still uses dial-up?
People in the sticks.
Do they really?
Yeah. I think, there's been a big push to get broadband into rural areas, but there's still a lot of work left to do. I mean, you have to use satellite. You can't get good internet in your
house. I do. I got that great satellite internet now.
And now you're going to have to drop your AOL email address.
I'm not even going to lie. I will call out my family. There are a lot of family members of mine that still have AOL
I still have mine. It's bootyslayer6969@AOL.com.
That's a good one. That's a very good one. Yeah, I feel like you can tell like who's the boomer if they have an AOL email address. And then for us like Gen Xers, it's probably like a Yahoo email address.
Hotmail.
Yeah.
Yep. I had a Hotmail and a AOL.
Millennials, it's Gmail.
Mm-hmm.
I had an AOL instant messenger handle.
I loved IMing on AOL.
And Gen Alpha is probably just like, who uses email, you dork?
What's AOL?
Exactly. So say goodbye to dial-up internet from AOL.
Sarnia police have said that this 40-year-old man from Toronto is suspected of illegally crossing into the United States by renting a Sea-Doo in Canada, but then never returning it. So the watercraft was found eventually on the shore of Michigan, but the man is missing, and they think he may have had fentanyl. They think maybe he was coming into our country.
Oh, if they're coming from Canada, he definitely had fentanyl. They put it in their coffee.
Yeah, but it's going to be all wet.
Also, is this the first person I ever thought of sneaking into the country on a Sea-Doo?
He paid for the Sea-Doo rental in cash, so that was another big red flag. Like, okay, this guy sounds like he's a drug runner.
He also had a package wrapped in plastic and duct tape.
I like how, like, that was a red flag. We still rented him the Sea-Doo, but we thought that was kind of strange.
It wasn't a wave runner. It was a drug runner.
Yeah. Hey, sad news for those of you that enjoy Arizona iced tea. It looks like they're thinking about raising the price of their 99-cent tall boy for the first time since 1997.
Wow.
First AOL and now this?
I know. What the hell are we going to do?
Our childhood is over.
It's due to the tariffs and things along those lines. The aluminum cost could force them to have to make the change after nearly three decades of making it a point to keep their iced teas at 99 cents a can.
I think people are going to, be upset about this the way they were when the dollar store ended up being more like the $1.25 store.
What's next? The hot dogs are going to be more expensive at Costco?
Better not. Don't mess with my hot dog at Costco.
We are so effed.
I got that dog in me.
Starbucks Korea has now banned customers from setting up desktop computers, printers, and other large equipment in its cafes.
Carrying around a desktop?
Could you imagine?
Printer?
Like with a wagon? How are you doing this? But they call them cafe squatters. And these cafe squatters, because they're coming in with all this large office equipment, they're taking up a lot of space, as you can imagine.
So they don't have an office, so they just take their entire office and bring it to Starbucks and set up shop.
Looks like the office center at the Holiday Inn.
Laptops will still be allowed, and that seems very reasonable, but you cannot bring like excessive setups anymore to Starbucks Korea.
I mean, I guess I wouldn't be mad at someone now that just sits on like a couch and plays on their phone for 2 hours. At least they don't have a printer with them. That's hilarious. Hey, the Kraken just signed defenseman Riker Evans to a 2-year, $4.1 million extension. So they locked him in for a little bit, which is a good thing because he looks like he's going to have a pretty good future with the Seattle Kraken. The Mariners are playing again tonight. So let's hope the winning ways continue as they take on the Baltimore Orioles in Baltimore. As far as weather, we're hitting a high of 87 degrees. It's going to be a nice sunny day. You say brutal, I say nice.
Brutal. I'm somewhere in between.
You figure out which person has air conditioning.
I do.
Oh, you do? So what do you think, brutal?
But only in my bedroom.
Bow-chicka-bow-wow.
I'll see you there later. The DMD is brought to you by Snoqualmie Casino and Hotel, and that's what's up.
Ryan Castle is next with your morning 12-pack.
Brutal.
The Daily Mix Show. The Daily Mix Show.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.